The Accra East branch of the Electricity Company of Ghana has begun a campaign to educate the public within its reach on safety precautions when dealing with electricity. On GBC's Unique Breakfast show today, officials from the company gave an insight to the safety use of electricity. The move forms part of a series of activities to mark its Safety Week celebration. Grace Gashon, who speaks for the Accra East branch of the ECG, mentioned the need to care in handling for electrical gadgets.
I want to touch on care of electrical gadgets.
Okay.
You know, we buy and use a lot of electrical gadgets, but the question is, how do we handle those gadgets?
Yeah.
And that has to do with safety too. How you handle your gadgets is very important, you know. And for example, it's even the way we do our wiring. You have to get a competent electrician.
The professional.
Yes. Someone who is competent enough to do your wiring, your repair, in case you have to do some repair on your wiring.
Yeah.
Don't just go for any person. You have to get someone who is a professional to do that for you. And then periodically, you should check the resistance for your ground. You see, you have to check all those things. We have a lot of old buildings, and sometimes if the earthing is not done properly, you'll be having problems with your gadgets and even your consumption.
Yeah.
The maintenance engineer Michael Boabing outlined some of the recurring hazards that should be a cause of concern to the public.
Talking about, you know how electric shock is? It occurs when the body becomes part of the path which current flows.
Yeah.
And you know, when you come into contact with it, you can lead to an electrocution or an injury. One other hazard is bends. You can get serious burns if you do not observe or you do not take precautions when using electricity. It can result in death, as I mentioned earlier on. And some of these are as a result of coming into contact with a bad wiring or an equipment which is energized. The other hazard that I want to talk about is explosion. You know, whenever electricity provides a source of ignition for an explosive mixture in the atmosphere, that can lead to an explosion. And so these three main hazards are a cause for concern that we must look at so that we can safely use electricity. As I said earlier on, if a human being becomes in contact with electricity, there are effects, or you get what we call electric shock.
The officials also spoke about moves by the ECG to educate the public on electricity use.
We have outlined activities. We do have programs to meet our customers.
Mm.
That's what we call community engagement or community debates.
Yeah.
The one-on-one, yes. We see them, we talk to them. And then,
but with your Safety Week celebration thing?
Yes.
You are doing things?
Yes, we are doing things. We are visiting schools and marketplaces to educate them on safety.
And you think they will not put up some hostile attitude?
No, they don't. They don't.
As a matter of fact, once they use electricity, they cooperate with that. And we've been telling them that whatever appliance you have or you are using, you have to keep it clean.
Mm.
And you don't drop them. When somebody is having any electricity contact or electric shock, you make sure that you don't beat up the person, as some people do. You make sure that you disconnect the source of
electricity,
or you disconnect the power.
Mm.
It is very, very important. And as part of our Safety Week, we've been telling our people. In fact, we also have been telling them that when you have an appliance that is not in use, or for example, you have left home and you are going to the office, make sure you have put off all your appliances. Or those of us who work in the office, when we are going home, we make sure that we shut down whatever equipment we have used and then turn them off. You know, when you drive in the evening, you see a lot of offices with their lights on.
Yeah.
And it's all part of conservation.
Yeah.